Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So much going on in the sports world, Cole. Not enough time to get to all of it on every single show. So we do this whip around segment we call our Daily Wires. Here's the buzz in the sports world. Last night on Monday Night Football, the Bills scored on their opening possession in the second half to draw the score to 21-14, but couldn't score again afterwards. Fell to the Falcons 24-14, an embarrassing loss, honestly, for the Buffalo Bills.
And you got to remember, that's the same Falcons team that just lost the Carolina Panthers a couple of weeks ago.
30-0, right. Yeah. The Bills have now lost two straight games. They sit at 4-2. Think about this, Cole. Their four wins, as much as we have gassed up the Buffalo Bills, their four wins have come against teams with a combined 3-21 record.
It's true. Their defense is not good. And think about it like this. Transitive property, the transitive property tells you that because the Falcons beat the Bills and the Panthers beat the Falcons next week, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, the Panthers are going to make light work of Buffalo when they come to Charlotte.
We'll see. We'll see. I would expect that stadium to be rocking in that game. Also, last night on Monday Night Football, the Bears topped the Commanders on a game-winning 38-yard walk-off field goal off the foot of Jake Moody. What's fun about Jake is he had been on the Bears active roster for exactly 7 hours when he made that kick.
It's not bad. And by the way, Jaden Daniels last night, game-sealing drive to go down there and seal the game, fumbles the ball. It was pouring down rain, but fumbles the ball. The Bears get it. It was a really entertaining game last night. I thought Washington would win. They did. They did, you know, at times kind of bleep the bed a little bit. But the Bears don't look now, but the Bears kind of looked good last night, Diesel.
A little bit of scary news when it comes to the Bears, DJ Moore. He was hospitalized after the game, did not fly back with the team to Chicago, received precautionary medical attention in a local hospital in Washington, D.C. The reason for his hospitalization was not specified at the time, Cole, and I'm looking to see if we can find any kind of updated information as to exactly what it might have been. We'll keep looking on that. Hadn't seen it yet today. If anybody knows, let us know. Moore contributed with 3 catches, 42 yards, and 2 rushes for 10 yards. So not a huge game for DJ Moore, but still a productive game nonetheless. But we will keep looking for an update on that injury. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel called Tua's comments about a lack of attendance in player-led meetings, quote, misguided, saying that a post-game news conference was not the forum to air those concerns. Here's what Mike said, quote, I think regardless of intent and what was on Tua's mind after the loss as the franchise quarterback, that's not the forum to displace that.
I think he's just salty because he called out leadership. And, you know, we talked about leadership starting at the top with Mike McDaniel. Maybe he didn't like the fact that Tua called people out. Maybe that's what it was more about.
What's funny is I read that in a way that sounds like Mike McDaniel can speak coherently.
Yeah.
But I'd be willing to bet it sounded more like I think regardless of intent and That's how it sounded.
Yeah.
You know, he can't really put together those words. Eagles veteran edge rusher Za'Darius Smith announced his retirement from football yesterday, posting on Instagram, quote, "I knew this day would come, but now that it's here, I'm feeling so many emotions I never expected." Za'Darius finishes his NFL career with 223 solo tackles, 70 and a half sacks, and 10 forced fumbles, leaving that Eagles edge rushing room kind of thin.
Most certainly.
Penn State Athletic Director Pat Kraft acknowledged yesterday that James Franklin's record in big games played a role in firing James, saying, "I'm here to win a national championship, and I believe our fans deserve that." If you didn't hear, we had, last segment, if you're just now joining the show, last segment we had on Jay Paterno, son of Joe Paterno and Penn State Board of Trustees member. Great interview, worth listening to, worth finding on the app once that goes live. Matt Rhule didn't exactly shut down rumors that he might take the Penn State job, saying, "This place is elite," talking about Nebraska. Mm-hmm. "And I want to be a great father, and I want to be a great college football coach. And so I'm not going to talk about a lot of job openings when they come." Worth noting, Penn State AD Pat Kraft hired Matt Rhule at Temple in 2012. So they have a relationship.
Yeah, I think that'll be interesting to see, man. This, all of a sudden, this Penn State job opening becomes really intriguing with Matt Rhule's name out there.
Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb and the Haslam Sports Group announced a $100 million agreement between the city of Cleveland and the Cleveland Browns for the construction of a new domed stadium in Brook Park. The funds from HSG will support lakefront transformation and prepare the current stadium site for redevelopment. And last one here for you, Cole, as there's always more and more ways to get different business partners involved in sports. FC Barcelona announced a collaboration with music star Ed Sheeran through their sponsor Spotify. So if you happen to watch a lot of foreign soccer early in the mornings, you might notice Ed Sheeran's play logo on the front of the FC Barcelona jerseys, or kit as they call it, against Real Madrid on October 26th.
I'll throw two more at you as well real quick. The Fan Upstate Player of the Week for Week 7 was announced earlier today. Reddick Langston, quarterback of Malden High School, and we will talk to him tomorrow on the show. And then, Diesel, how about this? South Carolina named its Sport and Entertainment Management Department after David and Nicole Tepper, in recognition of a $5 million donation from their foundation, South Carolina announced today. So Teppers might not be good at putting together good football teams. However, they're good at donating money, I guess, right?
They got that.
They've got that going for them. A segment titled "What We Failed to Mention Yesterday." Mondays are slam-packed reacting to what happened over the weekend. What Diesel and I failed to mention yesterday, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.